Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Densty. Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld, thank you for being here. You're here with us always on the phone at 312-981-7200, or you can use that line to text in. You know, there was a moment, maybe even a year ago, where I had not heard the term forever chemicals. And now in the past few weeks, I'm like, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know they're bad and I don't want them in my water. So that's why we're turning to Melanie Benesch. She is a legislative attorney for the EWG. Melanie, tell everybody what EWG stands for.
Hi, thanks for having me. EWG stands for the Environmental Working Group.
And the issue is forever chemicals. We had a doctor on a few weeks ago because I read an article that there was a connection. They haven't fully proven it yet, but they're seeing it in all of their research, that forever chemicals in middle-aged women leads to high blood pressure. And that is not the worst that happens from forever chemicals, but we're finding them in water in cities across Illinois. How prevalent is it?
That's right. And it's not just Illinois. Illinois is one of the states that has been testing for PFAS and therefore has found it. And PFAS, I should say, stands for per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. But it's the scientific chemical name for forever chemicals. So Illinois is one of the states that has been testing, but all of the states that are testing have been finding it. We've been tracking PFAS for about 20 years, and we've found it in more than 2,800 different sites across the country that have confirmed contamination of PFAS chemicals. And a lot of that is near industrial sites that may be using PFAS, but also close to a lot of military bases.
So they're linked to infertility, thyroid problems. Honestly, I know very few women over the age of 40 who don't have a thyroid issue. Several types of cancer. You would think this would be the top priority, but it really just gets kind of pushed to the wayside. I know our Attorney General Kwame Raoul filed a lawsuit in April against 3M. Is there hope that this water issue that contains these forever chemicals will get cleaned up?
There is hope. So the federal government has been far too slow to act on this issue. The EPA has known about forever chemicals and has known about some of the risks for more than 20 years now, but it's really only in the last couple of years that the government has started to take a hard look. But just last week, the EPA put out new science for four of these forever chemicals and put out what are called health advisories, which are, they're non-regulatory, they're non-enforceable, but they're the agency's safe levels for these chemicals, and that science is important towards for creating eventual regulations. For two of those chemicals, there will be proposed drinking water standards. By the end of the year, there should be final drinking water standards by the end of next year. Those are standards that every water system will have to comply with. And so there is hope towards getting at least reduced amounts of some of these chemicals in drinking water, but a lot more needs to be done.
Okay, so your group, you came out with a map. I'm looking at the map from the Environmental Working Group, and you gave a sampling, not all cities in Illinois, but McChesney Park outside of Rockford, 374 PFAS, Freeport, 239, Crest Hill, 92, Algonquin, 38, and Aurora, 24. Does that put them at the top, or is that just a sampling where there are other towns that have it worse? And how bad is that based on those numbers?
So it's really going to vary quite a bit across the country, and it depends a little bit if you're measuring in drinking water or groundwater. I think those are all drinking water levels, but they're all above the very low safe thresholds that the EPA put out earlier this week, particularly for two kinds of PFAS, PFOA and PFOS, which is, I think, what you're likely to see most prevalent on our map if you look at those numbers. So the EPA has said that PFOA is safe at 4 parts per quadrillion, so that is a very small unit of measurement, and has said that PFOS is safe at 20 parts per quadrillion, so also a very, very low number, whereas the numbers on our map, I think you see, are being measured in parts per trillion, which is a much higher threshold. So really, these numbers that you're seeing, that we're finding in drinking water systems, are orders of magnitude higher than the EPA thinks that they should be.
And it's not just drinking water. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan have issued advisories against eating certain fish caught in Lake Superior. There's really no way to escape these particular forever chemicals, is there? It's something that's always going to be a part of what we consume.
Well, we really need to start reducing these forever chemicals at the source. So contaminated waterways is a big issue. So fish are contaminated, deer are contaminated, and if you consume animals that are contaminated with PFAS, you will get more of it in your body. And all of us have been exposed. There is PFAS or these forever chemicals in the blood of every single American, probably in every single living being. But we do have tools to reduce those exposures. In industrial facilities that are using these chemicals right now, they have very few restrictions on how much they can release into the environment. There should be clear restrictions on how much of this you can dump into rivers or streams or lakes or other waterways. There should be limits on how much can be in drinking water. These forever chemicals are also found in a lot of consumer products.
So about the drinking water, because when I mention those towns, because we have to toss it to the newsroom, but when I mention those towns, and I know people in those towns are like, well, I want to know about my drinking water. Where is that map? Where can they see that map and look at their town in Illinois that tells them what is in their water?
I will pull it up right now.
And I will tell you, I lived in the Fox River Valley for a long time, and monthly when they sent the bill, they would say, we are not meeting the federal guidelines for the reduction of these chemicals in the water. But, you know, what do? You're living there. So, you know what? Hang on. I want you to pull that up for me, and I will share that info. We're going to toss it to Steve. He's going to check out the news for you on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.